Hey everybody, I did try to keep it brief, but I ramble. This is page two, part two of, the what's been going on stuff. I don't even remember what I was saying. I was basically telling you that my new dog's been testing. And before anyone says anything, I know they test in the beginning. I get it. Got it. But you know, in my opinion, it should not take you three or four times reworking the same flight of stairs before your dog stops running the stairs. And she shouldn't be laying down in the street. And she shouldn't be... She actually jumps off the curb to get... Like, one day she was pulling over, so they thought she had to go to the bathroom. So I go to take her harness off to relieve her, and she decides she's gonna jump off the curb, she's gonna pounce on a chicken bone, and she's going to eat it. I took it from her. She went for it again. I took it from her. She went for it again. I took it from her the next time. I thought I threw it far enough, but I guess I didn't. And I threw it as hard as I could. And then she decided to go after something else. She figured, well, I wasn't going to get that, so I'll get something else. Like, it was bad. Her scavenging is terrible. You can't get out the door without her dropping her head to grab stuff. I got follow-up, so we'll see how that is. I was also telling you that Josiah is doing really well. And... you heard him tell you that his fire truck was red, so it's proof that he knows some colors. He has this thing where I guess this is typical. He'll say he wants something, and you'll go to get it, and then he changes his mind that he doesn't want it. If I try to break a cookie in half, like one of those big, you know, cookies that you get from, like, the bakeries or something, he doesn't want me doing that. He gets mad. He wants the whole thing. If he can't have a certain something, he throws a tantrum. This is all typical stuff. So, I'm sure I'm not the only parent who's going through the 2-year-old tantrum nonsense. We're having a little bit better time communicating with him, although it's still hard because he doesn't often know how to, he's not at the stage where he knows how to express himself, so he doesn't know how to tell you, okay, I'm really peeved about this, like, or whatever. Sometimes he can just be playing and all of a sudden get really upset, and we don't know why, but, you know, and when we ask what's wrong, he'll just scream. So I think he's frustrated that he can't tell us, but it can be difficult. What else? 2- and 3-word sentences I already mentioned. He knows his numbers and letters, and yeah, he's doing good. So, that's briefly, in a nutshell, what's been going on. New dog and a healthy 2-year-old. Basically. I'm okay. And that's it. I don't really have anything exciting to say about me. Just that I'm here. And I'm okay. And, yeah. I haven't got much, really, to complain about. Things could be worse as far as Lindsay goes. Lindsay's the new dog's name. So, one day at a time. I got follow-up, like I said, so I'm grateful. And, my son is happy and healthy, and that's even better. So, okay, enough of my rambling. You guys got the gist of it. And I'm gonna let y'all go. And I will be back. I really will. I mean it. Bye for now. Josiah didn't get to say bye. Hang on a minute. Josiah, you wanna say bye?
Bye.
See you later.
Bye now.
Bye for now, he says. All right, this time I'm gone for real. Take care.